Should I start again the whole shiur then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. A close friend in Haonof once explained the difference between Mishenichnas Adar Mabim Besimcha, Mishenichnas Av Mamatim Besimcha. And he asked him the following way: why is it that in a public tzar, a public tzara, like Tisha B'Av, we start before, and once the day of the of Tisha B'Av comes, really it's all over after that. And we see quite different by a private tzar, lo aleinu, chas v'sholem, for a person that becomes an ovel. So from then on we have 3 days of crying, and then 7 days of shiva, and shloshim. In other words, the tzar goes on. But we find by a public tzar, it's not like that. But in the public tzar, what happens is everything is beforehand. From the 17th of Tammuz, we already start the dinner of Avelis. Then the 9th of Av, when the first day of Av, when we start again, the 9 days, and then you're forbidden to have any meat or wine. And we come to Shavuot Shechalbo, the week in which it falls. And the day of Tisha B'Av itself, it's interesting. We sit on the floor, but then already by Chatzos, we're already getting up. And by Mincha, we're saying Nachem. So it's as if the morning is finished. And yet, in reality, the main Churban of the Beis HaMikdash took place on the 10th, the next day. And yet, by us, it's already over. And this is similarly by a simcha as well. By a simcha, we have the same idea. Mishenichnas Adar Mabim b'simcha, and yet Purim is only just one day, maybe Shushan Purim as well, but then the simcha really is beforehand. They already have Mabim b'simcha for Adar. Why is it like this? And yet by a private simcha, we have, for example, a chosan and a kala, they then have 7 days afterwards. Everything is afterwards, not before. And he explained in a beautiful way that the difference is like this. A private simcha and a private tzar, a person is automatically involved when the event occurs. A chosan and a kala, then, and lo aleinu chas v'sholem, the havdil, by a tzar, then a person already feels the tzar, and therefore he is involved in the tzar after that. But our problem with Tisha B'Av in particular is we don't know what to mourn about. We don't have a mindset. And we need to have that sensitivity in order to appreciate what Tisha B'Av is all about. And therefore, Chazal gave us all the dinim beforehand. The 3 weeks of no music, and then no meat, no wine, and then the day itself before Tisha B'Av, we sit on the floor on the Suda Masekes. Everything comes before to prepare us, and we need that sensitivity. The sensitivity is beforehand, and to be alert and aware exactly what's going on. That, Rabbi Yitzhak, is the difference between a professional and an amateur. A professional immediately is focused. He knows what the business is, he knows what's involved, and straight away he's involved in what the affair is. For example, a judge in a court, you can't talk to him about anything else. It's a contempt of court if you do. And any other professional, a professional is involved in his affair completely. An amateur isn't. An amateur can be distracted. He's not a professional in his field. So it is with a simcha as well. A simcha of Adar is the simcha itself is beforehand, so that we prepare and we don't get caught up in all the messing and all the holiness which goes on Purim. We have beforehand that we should appreciate what Purim is. And therefore, we need what's called a sensitivity of a professional. And we've been in this for long enough. We understand what an Avelis of the Beis HaMikdash is. We're not amateurs. And therefore, we must make sure that we understand and appreciate, before we come to Tisha B'Av, what exactly means the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's the purpose of this year, to try and create that awareness that what is it, what Tisha B'Av is, what does it mean, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the Siluk of the Shechina. What exactly is it? And to become a proper, an expert professional, to know exactly what it is, so that we shouldn't waste our time during the 3 weeks, we shouldn't get caught up or distracted, but we should be fully alert of what the events are about. The best place to start, maybe, is in the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Aleph, right at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch brings out the following: Ro'oi l'chol yerei shamayim, li'ois meitza v'doyeg, al churban beis hamikdash. It's correct that a person with yiras shamayim should be distressed and worry about the churban beis hamikdash. And that is the halacha which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's correct to feel it, in fact, to be sensitive about it, and to feel it. That's the reason why the Chofetz Chaim brings down there, we say before benching during the week, al naras bovel, and on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, we say, shehamaz b'shuv Hashem etzir etzion. We should feel it, that our lave should be involved in it, especially during these 3 weeks. The Chidush HaRim asks a wonderful question: a yerei shamayim? Why the level of a Yoesh Shamayim? Why does a person have to be a Yoesh Shamayim? Surely, Kol Yehudi should be made Savadoyek, Asir Chidush Yarin. Why specifically a Yoesh Shamayim? And he answers, a person with Yoesh Shamayim won't fool himself into thinking that I really am distressed about the Beis HaMikdash, but he's not really. In other words, Yoesh Shamayim is a getter of sincerity and being genuine and honest in integrity. A Yoesh Shamayim is a person who is aware if he's feeling the Tzar of the Beis HaMikdash or not. And therefore, if you're not a Yoesh Shamayim, you're out of the parsha, because maybe you'll be distressed that you're not distressed. You're not in it exactly. You're not in it enough. And what's needed is the ability to be sensitive, like a Yoesh Shamayim, and to test yourself and make sure that you really do understand what it means, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But we have a problem. What does it mean, the Yoesh Shamayim, before it? I keep Shabbos properly, I daven three times a day, I put on my tefillin, I keep all the hechshem of kashrus, I'm careful of shmiras haloshon. So what's missing in my avodah that perhaps I don't have enough Yoesh Shamayim? How does it show itself? How does it perceive itself? I remember hearing from Mori Barabi, Rav Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he explained, I think, in a beautiful chazal. This is how one tests to see if one is really in the Yoesh Shamayim parasha or not of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. After Yoshua died, the Gemara brings down in Shabbos, that Kuf Hei, that Klal Yisrael were misatzel. They were lazy in the hesped of Yoshua. They didn't mourn enough for Yoshua, the great leader. That he was the one who took over from Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the God Lador. He was the one who taught them everything, who took them into Eretz Yisrael. He was responsible for them. He led them through all the wars in Eretz Yisrael, and he gave everybody their nachala in there. Why were they misatzel? Why didn't they mourn enough? And then Gemara brings out that Kodesh Baruch wanted to bring a churban ha'olam. They didn't mourn for such a great person, Yoshua. And the answer is, it's a medrash in Rus Rabba, right at the beginning. The reason was, quite simply, Rabbi Isai, everybody had now got their portion of land, and people were busy growing their olives, growing their oranges, putting up a pergola, watering their fields, and other. They were now involved in their own property. The trap of materialism caught them out. They were so much involved in their gashmias, in the looking after their parnosa, they forgot about the hesped, and that's the trap. And I think that is the relevant trap in our times. Person can become too involved in his stocks, in his shares, in his property, in his dealings, whatever he has. And the trap of materialism can take you away from the care which is needed for to being misavel on Yerushalayim. That's what's needed. And therefore a person must be more medakdek, more careful with his ruchnias during these times. Why? Because that's the measuring scale. If a person is careful to come to shul on time, he's careful to say brachos with kavona, it comes to Shem Hashem. He shows care when he says Shema. He's careful with his Shemot HaMoshon. The level of care is the level of Yoesh Shamayim. And that's the measuring scale, the barometer which we need in order to understand the Yoesh Shamayim of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Once we can do that and we're not distracted by our world of Gashmias and our materialism, which is the trap, especially in our times, and we have other things as well which are on our mind, for example, the pandemic and other causes which are going on in Klal Yisrael. Once we can do that, then our level of ruchnis will grow, it will climb up. And when we come into a shul, we'll be more alert when we come into a shul. I came into a mokum of the Shechina, da'alifnei miyata oimeid. I remember once reading somewhere, that I think it's in one of the shuls in Meir Shoim, they have a notice up as you come in. Odom doyeg al ibud domov, ve'einoi doyeg al ibud yomov. Domov einam oizrim, Yomav Einam Choizrim. Beautiful line in a poem. A person worries too much about the loss of his money, and he doesn't worry about the loss of his days. Why? His money won't help him, and his days don't return. Meaning, the Ikar is the Ruchnias. Especially here, us living in Eretz Yisrael, where we feel the Ruchnias much, much more perhaps than in Chutz La'aretz. We're aware of what's going on. We're aware of our world, of our sensitivity towards ruchnias. Davening is more important. Torah is more important in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we should be alert when we come into shul. We should be aware where we're coming into. Maybe some of you might have heard from me before, but it's a beautiful he'or which might help you understand and appreciate what it means to say the hatfila that we have. The Leshem brings out, and also Rabbi Yitzchak Mivolozhin, I think he brings in his name as follows, that when the Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, from the time they left Ramses until the time they came to Yericho, there were 42 stations which brought them from the status of being a hard-beaten Eved to a Mamleches Kohenim Begoy Kodesh. There were 42 stations, and that's the Shem Hashem. The number of the one of the gematrias of Shem Havaya is 42. It was a launch, in other words. They were lifted up from the status of a hard-beaten slave to become a Goy Kodesh, an Am Segula Mikol HaAmim. And that 42 represents a very crucial number in our tefillah. When you come into shul, as you walk in, you say, Ma Tovu Halecha, Bani Borev Chasecha Veveisecha. There are five psukim. There are 42 words in Ma Tovu when you come in. You walked in off the street, and you came into the Mokum of the Shechina. So it lifts you up. You have a Romamus. You came in with a Shechina. You came in with 42 words, which is, you came in with a Shechina. You came in to talk to him. You start Karbonos, which is the Avodah of the Nefesh, which is all physical aspects of davening. And inside the Karbonos, there is a prayer, an interesting prayer called Ona B'Koyach. Ona B'Koyach has 42 words. Rav Sadia Gaon says it represents the 42 stations of Klal Yisrael, from the time of Ramses until the time of Yericho. What is it doing there in the middle of Karbonos? What's it there for before Ezer Mekoyman? The answer is, it's a launch. Ona B'Koyach is always used in tefillah to lift us up and to take us into a higher realm of Kedusha. Remember tonight in Mitzvah Shen, when we daven, we say Ona B'Koyach before the Chol Doidi, when we receive our Neshama Yaseira. It lifts you up, the 42 stations, and that's what it's doing in Karbonos. It takes you to a higher realm of Kedusha. And that's what it's for. We then come to Kaddish. Kaddish has 42 words in it. And there are seven Vovs. Yisbarach, v'yisbarach, v'yishtabach, v'yisbarach, v'yisraman, v'yisnaseh, v'yishador, v'yisaleh. 7 times 6 is 42. And each one of the Vovs represents a level of Kedusha, and the 42 words in Kaddish. And Shekinesis Agdoila use this number to lift us in a level of Kedusha, much higher. Pesukei Dezimra is called Avodas HaRuach, when we sing songs of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It begins with Baruch She'omar, which is a bass, and ends with Yishtabach Melechei Ho'elomim, from a bass to a mem, which is 42. We're lifted up through the Ruach, which we're talking about in the Pesukei Dezimra. Then again Kaddish 42, and lifts us higher. You then come to Birchas Kriya Shema, which is the Avodah of the Neshama. And there are 42 words from V'yahavta until Uvisharecha, meaning that this Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim lifts us to higher levels of Kedusha in a different realm altogether. Until you come to Shemoneh Esrei, which is Avodah Shoresh HaNeshama, which is a very high Dauga prayer when you're actually standing in front of him. And you take 3 steps back and 3 steps forward, and you're right there in front of him. There are 42 words in the first bracha until Mogen Avon. And you held in this very high status of Kedusha until the last Pasuk, Yihiyu L'Rotzen Imwei Fiv Egyani B'Lefanecha, Hashem Tzui B'Goli, has 42 letters in it. It's like you're shielded in a spiritual cocoon here. You're in a vacuum of tremendous Kedusha. And that's what 42 is. You're lifted up. That's what Tefillah is. Tefillah is a Roimamus, a launch into a very high level of Kedusha. And therefore, if we can pay attention to this during the 3 weeks, especially, understand when it comes to davening in particular, which is the closest we can ever get perhaps to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we talk to him, we actually medaber elav, ki atosha me'er tefillas amucho Yisrael, he listens to us, and he's ko'av Hashem l'chol ko'av, l'chol Hashem yiko'u ve'emes. We talk to him, and through this talking, we become very close to him. And that's the sensitivity which I hope we can build up during these times. The level of a professional, not an amateur, to understand what we're doing and going closer. Maybe to appreciate this point more, we can do what's called in Israel, tipul shoresh. Tipul shoresh means root canal work. I mean, let's go back to the roots and the beginning of Klal Yisrael, and I hope you'll see what does it mean to be a member of Klal Yisrael. Who are we? What's our fiber? What's our raw material? What are we made of? What's the essential nature of a neshama of a Yehudi? What's it made of? Go start from the beginning of where the Klal Yisrael began. Each one of the Avos, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, was given the title of Elokei. Rav Desla asks in Michtov Melioh, why do we say Elokei 3 times? Why don't we say Elokei, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov? Why do we say Elokei, Avraham, Elokei, Yitzhak, Elokei, Yaakov? The meaning is, Elokei means a bris, a covenant was made between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham to look after Klal Yisrael, because he was so perfect and excelled in chesed. And that was a unique bris, which was his own bris, which he created. He made such a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood out for that and gave him a covenant. I will look after your children because of that. Yitzchok, Elokei Yitzchok, because Yitzchok excelled in Yirah, and a separate bris was made, no connection to Avraham. And by Avraham, because he excelled in Emes, for that it was a unique connection. In each one, and that's where we come from. Maisa Ova Simon Abonim, we connect with those three. And each bris we use for our own purposes. Our own benefit it's used. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And that's each one had a particular line, a certain kav that they had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we rely on when we come to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the great nature of it. Move on a bit. When Klal Yisrael came down to Mitzrayim, and the first warning which was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Paro was, B'ni b'choyri, leave off. Keep away. This is my chosen child. Don't meddle, don't chaper with Klal Yisrael. There's a connection there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared about Klal Yisrael. And similarly, we find throughout the whole of the Chumash, when the Torah was given, we were chosen to be an Am Segula, a connected. The Sagel, says the Netziv, means to treasure and cherish a connection and do actions for the Shem Shamayim. That's the nature of it. A Goy Kodosh is Bein Odom LaMokoyim, and a Amleches Koyanim is Bein Odom LaChaveiroi. These are unique connections which Klal Yisrael have. Look a little bit in the building of the Mishkan. Five parshas are given over. One would be enough. Five parshas tell us about the Binyan HaMishkan, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu came and dwelled in the Machaneh. He was there for us. And we should understand and appreciate that. What does it mean to be Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol HaAmim? The Atem HaDveikim B'Hashem Elokeichem, the Torah says, you are close. I remember hearing once from Pinchas, he once explained, Emunah is not unique to Klal Yisrael, by any means. Other nations, other people, our cousins from Yishmael also have Emunah in Hashem. They believe in God, and many Goyim do. Yeah, but Atem, you Klal Yisrael, Adoveikim, you're intimate, you're close, you're very, very connected with Klal Yisrael. And that's why we are in a different mode altogether, entirely different personification of how we're connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to appreciate that when it comes to the 3 weeks. Our connection is very, very close, very intimate. And the fact that he left us is one of the greatest solace that we have. He's not there with us. And he left town. Let me explain to you maybe with a beautiful maisa. You might have heard it before, but it's a beautiful maisa of the Chofetz Chaim. When it came to the first Aguda convention in Marienabad, so there came across a shaila that the women had come, and the women were upstairs in a large hall on the balcony, and the men were downstairs. And the shaila came about whether they needed a mechitza or not. Some rabbonim said, we don't need a mechitza, it's not a mokum of tefillah. So the women upstairs, so it doesn't really matter. The men are downstairs, there's a division. Other rabbonim said, no, it's not right. There should be a mechitza. The Chofetz Chaim, they went to the Chofetz Chaim who was there, and they asked him, what should we do, Rebbe? Chofetz Chaim said, in these words, he answered, what is the worst possible thing that can ever happen to Klal Yisrael? What is it? And he said, it's a pasuk in Devarim. Let me open up a pasuk for you 1 second. The pasuk says in Devarim, it's in Perek Kof Gimel, in Parashas Ki Tzeitzei. Listen to this pasuk. Says the pasuk, Ki Hashem Elokecha mishalech bekerev machanecha. You should know, you're not walking alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accompanies you in your home, in your machaneh. Lehatzilecha v'laseis oyevecha lefonecha. In your own home, in your privacy of your home, he's protecting you there. V'hoya machanecha kodosh. And your home, your machaneh, every person's home, is a mokum of kedusha. Ish v'isha shchina shuruya b'neihem. Aber v'lo yiyeh b'cho el bas dovo. Never allow any question of immorality or pritzus or lack of tznius in your home. Because what happens? V'shov me'acherecha. He leaves town. So the Chofetz Chaim, that is the basic problem, the worst thing that can happen. Shov me'acherecha, he leaves you. That is a tragedy. And that's what happened. And therefore the Chofetz Chaim said, if you ever have a shaila to do with tznius, could I to be machmir? It could be you don't need a mechitza. It could be you're right. But in reality, if there's a shaila of an Erev Hasdover, put a mechitza up. It can't help. It can't do any harm. It can only help. And therefore, we should always be careful and conscious to be careful with our kedusha and our tznius. That's what it meant. And therefore, to prevent ever happening, b'shav me'acharecha, that we lose the shechina. And that's the reason why we should put up a mechitza. The connection is there. And the Churban Beis HaMikdash is he left us. Siluk HaShechina. The greatest tzar that could possibly happen to us. We say Hashem Silucha, HaKadosh Baruch is our shadow to us. Certainly even in Golis he's there. He comes out into Golis. But it's not the same. The presence of the Beis HaMikdash was Shechanti B'Sochom. I was there with you. I'm together with you. And that's what we mourn, and that's the sensitivity of a professional when it comes to the feet. He's not just thinking, Avada, the laws of music are important, and the laws of wine and meat on the 9 days, of course they're important. They're all important. But we must look behind it. Leo's Meitzah the Doyeg, says the Shulchan Aruch. A Yorei Shamayim thinks further and deeper, and his lave is pulled in because of the tragedy of Eshav Me'acharecha. Look carefully, and you'll see how many brachas there are in Tefillah Shemayin Esrei which cover this area of bringing us back to the times of where the Shachanti B'Soichon. Mechaye HaMeisim is talking about the Geula. Goel Yisrael is talking about the Geula. Kibbutz Golios, Kabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael, number 3, number 4. Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, that's the Geula Shleima. And then we have Lushalayim Ircha, Baracha Mintosha, Besechazeno, Einenu. All these have a very strong connection to bringing back the Shechina to us. It's very important. They all have the same theme of Veshov, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should come back to us. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecho v'Noshuva. And that's what we're mourning over. That's the basis of these 3 weeks. Tonight when you bench, Yemitz Hashem in benching, look carefully. After you've finished benching, after you've said Hazanis Oilam Kulay, and then immediately you go back into Rachem, after you've filled your tummy up, you realize, no, that's not everything. Rachem Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael, Amecha ve'el Shleim, ve'atiyah mishkan kvedecha, ve'al mizbechecha, ve'al heicholecha, no? Uv'nei Yerushalayim. Once you had your meal, realize that's not everything. The return of the Shechina is what we ask for. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishlach Eliyahu HaNavi. That's what we're asking for in benching. It's not just the thanking for the food. It's more than that. And that's what we should be conscious of when we come to the time of the 3 weeks. This conscious awareness of the sensitivity of living together with him. That's a professional in these times. There is a Shaila which is asked in Halacha by the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. How can you command this connection between Odom Lamokoim? How can you give an order that there should be what's called Ava between Odom Lamokoim? V'yahafres Hashem Elokecha. Ava is an emotion. You can't cause a person to have an emotion. Emotion is something which is free will, which you choose to have. You can cause a person to pay his taxes. You can cause a person to do a job. But you can't force a person to feel something. But Bekiba Eger answered in a beautiful way. Look carefully. Whenever we say the words V'yahavto es Hashem Elokecha in davening, in Shachris, we start with Avo Rabo. Ahavto esanu chemla gedoyla viseiro amachamalto aleinu. Baruch ato Hashem haboyche be'amo Yisrael be'ahavo. He comes to us with great ahavo. And therefore, it's not hard to reciprocate back. For example, you walk into a room and someone comes over to greet you with an enormous smile and gives you an embrace and a hug. Very hard to dislike that person. Very hard. Very easy to love that person because they gave you such a beautiful welcome. That's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaBoicha B'Amo Yisrael B'Avo. Therefore, V'Ahavto Es Hashem Elokecha comes after that. It's the same in Ma'ariv, Ahavas Olam, Oy Hev Amo Yisrael, and then V'Ahavto. Meaning, he comes towards us. So we must try and renew that connection, Ben Odom Lamokoim. That's our Avoida. Our Avoida during these 3 weeks is to draw close through Yirah Shamayim, which is a genuine feel, not an amateur, but a professional. And we have to test our measure of Yirah Shamayim, not to get caught out too much in Gashmias, and to think of more Dikduk and care of what we're doing in our Avoida of Ruchnias. What's the greatest representation of this connection? Of course, it's one Sefer. Sefer Ha'ava, which is Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim, as you know, is a conversation between a Chosen and a Kala. The Chosen is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kala is Knesset Yisrael. And we complement each other all the time, and that's the connection between them. interesting in the Medrash it's brought out, when did Shlomo HaMelech have the Ruach HaKodesh to say Shir HaShirim? When was it? And it was, Chazal explained, when he took the Aroin and put it in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Meaning, the relationship between HaKodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that's when the Shechina took place. The Shechina settled, not because of the Kodesh Kadoshim, but because of the Aroin. The Aroin represented the Shechina, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, and once that was in, then the Shechina rested on Klal Yisrael. And that is Kodesh Kadoshim. The relationship that we have Bein Adam Lachat Malkoin is a tremendous Kedusha. And the Shechina came and settled at that time, and that was Kodesh Kadoshim. Just as a side point, which is a very beautiful point, if you look in the art scroll, Shir HaShirin, there's a mimer there at the beginning from Rav Gifter. And Rav Gifter explains, and why is the moshel of a husband and wife chosen? Tell you that the connection of a husband and wife is Kodesh Kadoshim. How beautiful. No one is allowed in the Kodesh Kadoshim. No one is allowed to intrude between a husband and a wife. The relationship is Kodesh Kadoshim. That Avo is the representation of our connection of a husband and wife, but it is Bein Adam Lamokim as well. That's the connection. Chazal say the Gematria of Avo is 13, and that's the Yud Gimel Midas, Rachu Mechanun Erech Hapayim V'Av Chesed. That's how he treats Klal Yisrael. V'Niflinu, we are different from. We are different from the Ummah Sa'olam. Moshe Rabbeinu asked that we should be treated differently, and that's because of the Avo, which exists between Bein Adam Lamokim. Because of that. On that basis, I want to show you one particular idea, which is in Shir HaShirim, Perek Hei, Pasuk Zayin. Listen to these beautiful words, which really shows how Klal Yisrael had behaved towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the enormous tzoros and golos that we've been through. Mitzauni HaShomrim, the guards found me, says Rashi, that refers to Nebuchadnezzar, the Chaveh, when he came to make a Chulban. HaSeivavim Ba'ir, who surround the city. Hikuni, they beat me, which refers to Mises Talmidei Chachomim, La Aleinu. To Tzauni, they damaged the land. Nosros Hudidi Me Olai, they took away the crown for me, which is the base of Mikdosh. Shemwe Hachomos, Michoel and Gabriel, the Malachim, who are protecting Yerushalayim, allowed the Churban to take place. Say, Klal Yisrael back, Hishbati Eschem Benos Yerushalayim. Despite all the suffering, and despite all the pain and the golas which we've been through, I swear by you, Ummah Sa'olam. B'nais Yerushalayim in this context means the Ummah Sa'olam. Im Timsu Es Doidi. If you ever find my beloved, meaning Klal Yisrael went into Golus, and we were separated from Doidi, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma Tagidu Loi. What should you tell him as a Drishat Shalom from Klal Yisrael? How would we say we're managing? Ki Choylas Ava Oni. That I am, I have a Choyle as of Ava. I'm madly in love with you. I'm sick in love. Choylas Ava. I'm connected with you still. Isn't that the amazing feature of Klal Yisrael? Despite the periods of the Shoah and the pogroms and the different times of great Golos and the ghettos which Klal Yisrael had been through, still Choylas Ava. We're still connected with him. That goes to show us what is the nature of Klal Yisrael. We treasure this relationship of Am Segula, and despite all the difficulties which we've been through, we remain close. And that's what we have to dwell on and build up on in the 3 weeks, especially as it comes closer to Tisha B'Av. There is a strong connection. Of course, it goes even further than Tisha B'Av. Look carefully, 3 weeks after Tisha B'Av, how do we get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yomim Noyoyim of Malchus Shamayim? What's the pulling factor? What's the magnet which makes us feel connected? Chodesh Elul, which is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. The connection is made through Ahava. That's Elul. So once you built it up and started on Tisha B'Av, there's a break, a vacation, and then you come back again and ready for HaMelech HaMosh Hashanah. But the preparation is the Vekus, is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, treasuring the connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we prepare for Yomim Noyoyim. That's our Avodah. Our Avodah is to be close in Yer Shamayim. Now it's an Avodah being Doig and Meitza al Achum Beis HaMikdash. But that's the nature of Avodah that we have. I remember at the Hespedim of Rav Eliashiv, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Yerushalayim, and with Aaron David Duna, Shia Bari Shlita, great well from London, the son of Rav Duna, came and gave a Hesped. And he said the following at the Hespedim of Rav Eliashiv, the most beautiful point. He said, at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Yirmiyahu was seen walking around in great distress, crying his eyes out. He knew what was going on, and he was broken, a broken man completely. A philosopher, a non-Jewish philosopher, came and found him and saw him and said, what are you crying about? It's stones and wood. Man, a building, you can build a building again. What's the great tsar here? And Yirmiyahu answered it and said to him, it's a medrash. Yirmiyahu said to him, tell me, do you ever have any problems in life? So he said, yes. He said, what do you do if you solve your problems? Said the goy, I'm overjoyed to solve my problems. He said, of course I'm overjoyed. Said Yirmiyahu to the philosopher, this is what we lost. All our problems were always solved in this place, in the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't just stones and wood. It was a place where everything was solved, everything was worked out. You always came away overjoyed and happy because of the avodah that you did. All our questions were answered. He said, that's what Rav Eliashiv was. We never had any questions when you leave the presence of Rav Eliashiv. Beautiful point, he said. But that is the greatness of the Beis HaMikdash in reference to the source, the Moshul, which he used there in the Hesped. Everything was answered there. All our problems were solved. The Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash was a place where everyone came back with great delight and great simcha, great happiness. Just visiting the Beis HaMikdash, and you saw these great nisim which took place. Remember the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos said, Asara nisim la'asala v'sena b'Beis HaMikdash. There were 10 nisim which were given to Klal Yisrael in Beis HaMikdash. The beautiful nisim, and the Chaim Boloshin writes in Ruach HaChaim on the Perush on the Mishnah, Perik Hey, Mishnah Dalet, I think it is, that all of the nisim were to ensure that a person does not become distracted by Gashmias, which is really where we began about the amateur, not to be distracted, to be focused on clearly understanding the role of Ruchnias and the role of having a spiritual life and growing in Ruchnias. And all the miracles were directed in that manner. For example, he goes through different nisim that occurred. Never ever did the meat go off. Never did the week masriach. The meat never went off. Because if it was tomei, it was unclean, but it never became unclean because it's a mokum of tahara. Never did a woman have a miscarriage because of the smell of the meat. No, she was never naturally hurt. She wasn't injured. She didn't become weaker because of the avodah. It's all to teach her the same thing. A fly was never seen in the Beis Mikdashim, which is an incredible nace. No flies in the slaughterhouse where they shechted it, in the tzofon, where the shechita was always there. Never, ever. Because it means it was clean, and it was showed the purity of the Shechina which was there. Never, if it was pouring with rain, never, ever was the Eish on the Mizbeach put out. Supposing it was a very windy, gusty day on Har HaBayis, the pillar of smoke went straight up without any movement, about any hazazah, nothing moved it. All to tell you that nothing, wind and rain, can't shake it at all. The person never said, Tzar li she'olim Yerushalayim, it's a great pain, there's no room in Yerushalayim. No, there was room for millions. Everybody found a way. Never ever say that factors of materialism should disturb your spiritual life, your spiritual existence. And that's the lesson which we take out of it. The lesson of the Beis HaMikdash was the kirva that we had, and the growth in Ruchnias, which we have to build up on when it comes to closer to the time of Tisha B'Av. I want to leave you with a Perek in Tehillim, which I think really puts us very clearly in the position of where we should be going when it comes to these times of Tisha B'Av, and it comes to the times before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's a Perek which you know very well, David HaMelech, Perek Kof Dalet in Tehillim, but I want to learn it with a certain question which I once had on the Perek. You remember in the Perek, the Pasuk says, Lashem ha'oretz u'meloyah tevel v'yoshveva. The world has a balabayas, and everything inside it is made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tevel is uninhabited areas. V'yoshveva, inhabited areas. New York, Paris, London, Yerushalayim, where people live. Everything is organized. Ki yuhal yamim yisodo v'anahoyes yuchanenah. Everything has its place in order. The Pacific Ocean is here, the Mediterranean is there, the Black Sea is there. Every sea is put in order. Unahoris, the Hudson is here, the Amazon is there, the Thames is there. Everything has a seder to it. Tell me, what's the purpose of it all? Just to take beautiful pictures, maybe be a photographer for National Geographic? And is the purpose just to take pictures of rivers and mountains? Is that what it's all about? No, says David HaMelech. Mi yale b'har Hashem, umi yokum bimkoim kodshoi. The purpose of all that the world was created was for the person to grow, to lift himself up. It doesn't necessarily mean the Beis HaMikdash. Your own kitchen could be Har Hashem. To grow in ruchnias, to grow in spiritual values, and to stay there, mi yokum im kohen kodesh, to stay in a place of ruchnias. Who is it referred to? Me. Kol mi vo mi. Any person, any individual. For anybody, any Jew can climb and reach up to spiritual values. What happens to that person? How does he arrive there? Because there are three factors which are devoted to this avoda. Neki chapayim, clean hands, that means maisin tovim, va'alevav, a pure heart, asher lo nosar anar shavshi, v'lanishba lemima, a pure speech. Maisa, dibul, and machshava. A person must try and purify those in avodas HaKodesh, and the result is yisa brocha meis Hashem, utzdoka melekei yishai. He's walking around with a brocha on his shoulders, and he's a doyrish mavakshef on Echa Yaakov Sela. Those are the first few sentences of the Peirut. And then David Gamera goes right off the point. What happens here? When Shlomo HaMelech wanted to put the Oren inside the Beis HaMikdash, so he tried very hard and the gates wouldn't open. The doors were closed. They were shut. He couldn't get the Oren inside. Eventually they asked him in Shammai, Mi zeh Melech HaKavod? Who is the king you're looking for? Is it you? Who is the king? Hashem Gibor Milchama, and the gates still didn't open. He begged again. The Gemara discusses there the problems that Shlomo HaMelech said. And then he said, Mi, who's that Melech HaKavod? And then eventually Hashem Tzvach was Melech HaKavod Tzvach. I had a problem with this Peirik. I remember I was once giving a shiur on Tilim, and we came to this Peirik, and I couldn't understand why David HaMelech went right off the point. The first part of the chapter is talking about a person's private growth. The second is talking about a specific event of Chibur Shemayim Va'oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and settled amongst us, v'shachandi b'soichem, which was, as we said previously, when the time of the Oren was put in the Beis HaMikdash. That was the time of the Shechina was there in Klal Yisrael. What's the connection? I remember I went to sleep and I didn't know. In the morning I had a shtickel gilui of a pshat, and I think this is what I came out with, I remember. The second part of the Peirik is telling us what the first is capable of doing. A person is able, through being a climber, a miyar, a miyokum, miyokam kodshel, he becomes a mokum of the Beis HaMikdash. His own self, a mokum of the Shechina. And that's the connection here. It's talking about when the Oren was put in, the Kodesh Kodoshim. You remember the famous analogy, I once mentioned it in the Shia, the Rosh Hashiva Gates of the Blei Gurvitz, the Chassadik Yavrocha, once said, why are there 48 pillars in the Mishkan, 48 Amudim? Because 48 is Gematria of Moyach, Mem Ches, and the actual Oroin had the Kuvim on top, and the brain itself looks like the Kuvim, two forms on facing each other, like the Kuvim. Where is the Shechina? The Shechina is in our own minds, in our own Avoida, in our own brain. So we become a Mokom of the Shechina by Miyale Miyokmim Chaim Kodshoi. And that's the Chizuk which we must realize. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but as a semblance of that, we can, in ourselves, create Kedusha by developing a closeness of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li of the Avoda Vuchnias. Let me end with a Maisa. I come from, in England, a place called Birmingham. In Birmingham, we had a Rav there, Rabbi Rachmiel Kofnes, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I didn't realize until after he left Birmingham, but he was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, and he got Smicha from Reb Chaim Moser. He was a tremendous Talmud Chochem, and he learned Shechita and from the Brisker Dayan with Simcha Zelig. He had tremendous, tremendous background behind him. And I remember reading in the book, his grandson wrote a book about him, that Moshe Baruch Katanka wrote a book about him when his grandfather died. I knew him very well. I didn't know his background. He was one of the Rabbonim in our town in Birmingham. But it says in the book there, the author writes that the last thing the Rav Kofnes heard from the Chofetz Chaim was this. This is the last comment he ever said. That he used to go and hear him every week. He used to see the Chofetz Chaim all the time. He learned in Rabin. And he said the last thing he heard from the Chofetz Chaim was this. After 120 years, a person goes up to Shomayim, to Gan Eden. But it can take many, many more years than 120 years before a person is Nene Miziv Ashchina. In other words, it doesn't happen necessarily automatically. Maybe the person goes to Gan Eden. But to be Nene Miziv Ashchina, that can take many, many more years than 120 before a person is Nene. He then said, the Chofetz Chaim said as follows, but you should know, the minute you stand up to Daven Shemayin Esrei and you say the words, Hashem Sefosai Tiftach, the Shechina is right in front of you. Take advantage of the opportunity while you can. The Shechina is available to you here, now, in this world. Later, who knows what will be. It's a tremendous chizuk, I found it. When a person comes to Daven, he says, Hashem Sefosai Tiftach, the Shechina is right in front of you. We should be ne'er from the Ziva Shechina in Olam Hazeh and Lasit Lodai in Olam Haba. But these are the avodas of a professional. To work on these points, I hope, before Tisha B'Av comes around, and we should develop ourselves, grow, shouldn't be distracted by anything materialistic. And the Diktuk is a level of Yosh Shamayim that we have. The level of Yosh Shamayim will show how genuine we are about being Meitzer U Doeg Al Chulon Beis HaMikdash. That's the nature of our relationship, of an Am Segula Mikol HaAmim. That's how we're built up. I wish you all a good Shabbos. Kol Tov. Bracha L'Hatzlacha.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Thank you.